Pile foundations are used widely in special structures like bridges, high-rise buildings, and towers. In practice, piles are sometimes used as single piles to transfer loads to a stronger and deeper soil layer, but they are generally used in groups. For designing a pile, vertical loads are important, but in addition to vertical loads, significant lateral loads may be present and must be taken into account. These lateral loads can come from a variety of sources, such as wind force, collision, wave or ice impact, earthquake shaking, and slope failure. Although a pile group strengthens the overall lateral load resistance, it can weaken the individual pile response in it because of the group effect. The term group effect refers to the fact that a group will generally exhibit less lateral capacity than the sum of the lateral capacities of the individual piles. This happens because each pile in a pile group affects the soil resistance around other piles. Although some methods have been developed for predicting the lateral response of single piles, there is little information to guide engineers in the design of closely spaced pile groups. Because of the high cost and difficulty of conducting lateral load tests on pile groups, only a few scale load test results are available that show the distribution of the load within a pile group. In all of these tests and under the same loading, the leading row has the highest resistance in the group. But individually, these piles have lower resistances than a single isolated pile. The piles in the other rows have lower resistances. The gaps that form behind the piles also assist in decreasing the resistance of the piles.